We're going to talk more about this Bucks team and our online radio.com insider, our sports insider, NBA insider, Ryan McDonough, is joining us. Insider calls are brought to you by our friends at Pennzoil. Pennzoil motor oil is made with natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Ryan, how you been?
Bill, I've been great. It's always good to be on with you. And when you're reading that first promo, I thought, what a great afternoon for a Bud Light to settle in and watch some NBA basketball. Because as you know, Bill, we have a lot of great games today.
Yes, we do. I wanted to ask you, if you're the GM of this Bucks team and you're sitting there watching your team, who has now lost 9 out of, 12, I think, or 8 out of 11, is your level of concern starting to go up?
Well, I think I would be a little bit concerned. You try not to overreact to it and keep in mind that the great teams and great players in particular usually have another gear when they flip the switch. We've seen LeBron James do that in the past, and I think Giannis has that ability as well. So that's what I'm banking on, and that's what I'm hoping for if I'm John Horst or Mike Budenholzer with the Bucks. At the same time, you'd like to see the team playing a little bit better. I know they didn't have Giannis in the game last night and they lost to Toronto, but at the same time, you'd rather have the team peaking at the right time and rounding into form going into the playoffs, and certainly that has not been the case up until this point in the restart in Orlando for the Milwaukee Bucks.
So I guess at what point do you become concerned? The one thing that I shouldn't say one, but there's like three things I see consistently. One is they fall behind and they have to expel a lot of energy coming back. They have been sloppy with the basketball and turnovers, and then flat-footed when it comes to defense. You see a lot of guys kind of standing around and wide open threes, specifically in the corners, have been their nemesis. At what point do you say, okay, these guys aren't just turning it on?
That's a very good question. I think the advantage for the Bucks is they have a longer runway than any team in the league, Bill. And what I mean by that is these games don't mean a whole lot. They've already clinched the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, and they also already know their first-round playoff opponent now in the Orlando Magic, and Milwaukee will be a heavy, heavy favorite in that series. So I bring that up, Bill, because most teams, you know, need to use this week in Orlando to tweak some things, to work on some things, and make sure they're ready to play early next week once the playoff games get started. I still think with Milwaukee's talent advantage against a Orlando team that also has a lot of injuries, that I think Milwaukee and Mike Budenholzer will even have a chance in that first-round playoff series to experiment with some things. From a coaching and front office perspective, you'd rather not do that. You'd rather have that taken care of in the regular season. But I do think that is a luxury that the Milwaukee Bucks have with them being a heavy favorite against the Orlando Magic starting next week.
Yeah, I believe they're going to get past Orlando. And we saw, obviously, what the Toronto Raptors were able to do last night. And while Giannis was out, so were some of the stars for the Toronto Raptors as well. I go back to that Miami game where they had to have that 20-5 start in the second half and at the end of the ball game to win that ball game. They weren't able to defend Doncic the other night against the Mavericks. I guess I want to believe, look, I'm like you. I want to believe that the great ones have an ability to flip a switch, and we talked about that earlier today. We use that cliche a lot in sports, and more often than not, have you seen it happen where, you know, teams just flip the switch and all of a sudden they're in the postseason and they just take off?
I've seen it happen occasionally, Bill, a few times in my career. I was in the Celtics front office for 10 years, and I think the second time when I was with the Boston Celtics that we went to the NBA Finals in 2010, the Celtics, we got off to a great start that year. Through the last 54 games of the regular season, Bill, I think we were a 500 team. I think we were like 27-27. That was the year Kevin Garnett had come back from a knee injury. Celtics won the championship in 08, lost when Garnett was injured in 09. And then in 2010, Bill, the team, I thought, kind of messed around during the regular season, didn't take it very seriously. We went into the playoffs as number 4 seed in the East and ended up going to the NBA Finals and losing the 7th game of the 2010 NBA Finals to the Lakers. So I have seen it. I think, again, LeBron's teams are capable of that. But, you know, more often than not, obviously, you'd rather be healthy and you'd rather be peaking at the right time and in rhythm going into the playoffs.
Which is my next question. If you're not winning and you're not playing consistent basketball, do you have a rhythm? I mean, I know that Kyle Korver said, look, we're not at the point of saying this is the turning point, but he said, I think we're close and they're trying to find it. I think, as a matter of fact, he said, we're, quote, trying to find our groove, much like you say rhythm. You know, it's just one of those things where if you don't find it, all of a sudden you're really scrambling, and then you find a team that's really pressing, and it's like running in quicksand, isn't it?
It is. So I think what Milwaukee will do, as you mentioned, they have the back-to-back against Washington, who's been by far the worst team in the restart. They have not won a game yet in the bubble. Milwaukee will rest a lot of guys tonight. And then I would guess against Memphis, Mike Budenholzer plays his starters at least. I don't know if he's going to play them for all four quarters, Bill, but at least in the first half to try to find that rhythm, to say, okay, even if, you know, regardless how the game on Thursday goes against the Memphis Grizzlies, who will be clawing to get into the play-in scenario in the Western Conference at that point, at least Milwaukee comes out of the game, whether they win or lose, saying, all right, now we have a rhythm. Now the ball is moving. Now, you know, Giannis and Bledsoe are driving and finding, you know, Middleton and Brooke Lopez and our shooters. So I think Milwaukee, if they're not going to use the game tonight to try to get that rhythm, my guess is we will see that on Thursday in their last seeding game before the playoffs start.
Radio.com Sports NBA insider Ryan McDonough joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So Budenholzer has talked about, you know, what you're talking about, you know, kind of finding guys minutes and such. And I guess that's what I want to buy into, is that he's just trying to put guys in position to where they haven't been before, much like this team has run away. They've had the largest margin of victory all season long. They've run away with games. They have not been in these pressing situations where possessions matter down the stretch. It seems like Budenholzer is trying to work those guys into those key situations right now, doesn't it?
It absolutely does, Bill, and that, you know, it's a double-edged sword that, you know, all the blowouts Milwaukee had pre-pandemic and the way they dominated the regular season up until that point. The good news, Bill, as you know and your listeners know, is that allowed Budenholzer and the staff in Milwaukee to rest a lot of his starters, especially Giannis and Middleton, in the fourth quarter because they were up by that many. So it's great from a load management and wear and tear perspective on the star players in particular. The downside of that, Bill, as you mentioned, they have not had a lot of close possession-by-possession games against good opponents. You'd obviously rather, you know, have some of those in the regular season just to execute down the stretch offensively and defensively. So it'll be interesting to see how Milwaukee responds to that. Again, I expect them to roll the Orlando Magic in the first round, but starting in the second round, if the playoffs started today, the Bucks would play the Indiana Pacers and Miami Heat, and then the conference final, if they get past the second round, looks, you know, pretty tough at this point, with the Boston Celtics and Toronto Raptors looking like two of the better teams in the restart in Orlando.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Raptors and the Celtics are the two teams, obviously, with the injuries now that have come to the 76ers. It certainly hurts their opportunity and their chances at this point, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, I didn't love Philly as much prior to the restart. I know a lot of people got excited watching them play through the three scrimmage games that each team played before the eight seeding game started. I don't think they have enough shooting. I don't think they have enough ball handling. They're a big kind of throwback team. The good news for 76ers fans is it looks like Joel Embiid will be able to return at some point, maybe even for the start of the playoffs. The bad news, Bill, is their star, Ben Simmons, is having knee surgery. It looks like he'll be out for a while, probably the entirety of the playoffs. And looking at the matchups up and down the Eastern Conference, the matchup today would be the Boston Celtics in the 3 seed against the Philadelphia 76ers in the 6 slot. And I think if that is the matchup without Simmons, the advantage heavily goes to the Celtics in that series.
How come the Heat have matched up so well with the Bucks?
I like their depth. I like the way they're coached and the way they defend. I thought yesterday against Indiana, Miami was really impressive defensively. They cooled down. A guy we had with the Phoenix Suns has been maybe the hottest guy in the bubble, and T.J. Warren, they did a great job. Jimmy Butler limited Warren to 12 points in that one. So I like their talent. I like their depth. They defend. I think the difference this year, and one of the reasons I like Miami in the playoffs to make some noise, Bill, is the shooting with a couple of their rookies, Duncan Robinson and Tyler Herro. Those guys are high-volume, high-efficiency shooters, which is pretty rare for rookies. So I like Miami's talent. I like their depth. I would favor them if the playoff matchup is against Indiana, especially without Domantas Sabonis for the Pacers. And, I think if that's a second-round opponent for Milwaukee, with the way the Heat are playing and the way the Bucks are struggling a bit, Milwaukee would still be the favorite in that one, Bill, but I think that would be a pretty darn good series as well.
I also wanted to ask you, guys like DiVincenzo that shot so well during the regular season, and then came COVID, and then they came the shutdown, and now they're struggling in the bubble. Is there an explanation for that, or is it just a different shooting background? There's a comfort level when guys just kind of lose it?
Yeah, good question. I mean, a lot of it, obviously, rhythm, but a big part of it that I think is underrated, Bill, is the mental aspect, the confidence that, when Milwaukee's penetrators, Giannis, Bledsoe, and others get into the paint and draw a couple defenders and then throw the ball to DiVincenzo, that he's able to step in and knock down those shots. And, that is a confidence thing to some extent. You know, he may look at some film and work with the coaches on some mechanical tweaks to see if there's anything he's doing differently that he was not doing before the pandemic when he shot the ball well that he is doing now. now that's impacting a shot. So I think all that comes into play, Bill. The hope is that regardless of whether Dante had access to a gym or how much he was able to work on his shooting prior to the pandemic, as he plays more games and has more practices in Orlando, that he's able to get into rhythm. Because, as you know, once the playoffs start, teams are going to really load up on Giannis and try to take him away, and that's going to mean role players for Milwaukee like Dante DiVincenzo need to knock down open shots.
Ryan, always great to talk to you, man. I certainly appreciate it. Like you said, have yourself a Bud Light. Enjoy a lot of these games that are going on, and then we'll talk later down the road, okay?
Anytime, Bill. Always great to be on with you.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Joining us, our Radio.com Sports NBA insider, Ryan McDonough. And the insider calls are brought to you by our friends at Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.